Kum Lenin, Ablak Gemara, it's Tainus Esther today, Tovshin Pei, Dav Gimel, Omer Aleph. So the Gemara is going through all the cases in the Mishnah, and we decided that some of the cases we didn't include the other party because the other party didn't do anything. Like when the Oni, the poor person outside, puts it inside the rich man's hand, the rich man didn't do anything, so we don't count those four. But why don't we count when the Oni puts it in the rich man's hand and we say that the Oni puts his hand in the window and the rich man takes it from him. So each one did half a job and therefore they're both only Osam and Rabbanon. Yet we count, we only focus on the one who did the Akira according to Rashi. We don't look at the rich man who's receiving it. Why not? Dav Gimel Lamed Aleph, we haven't started yet, is because we said that Apturi the Osir Lechiv Chattas. So Rashi learns that whoever commences it, that's the one that we focus on, the Akira. His Rebbe say, whoever does the transition from one Rishus to another Rishus, the transport, that's the one we focus on, because that's the main Avera. And then Taisa brings another opinion, it's the Hanocha, whoever puts it down. Okay, says the Gemara, I have another general question. Is Abida Melocha Mibeinayu? A Melocha was done between both of them. So if a Melocha was done between both of them, why aren't they liable? Now the question is, who should be liable? Is he saying that both should be liable? Is he saying that, or is he saying that let the one who concluded be liable because the fact is the malacha was finished, or let the one who started be liable because the fact is the malacha was finished, or let the one who transported be liable? Somebody should be liable here. A malacha was done. So we explained in that introduction. We explained that there's a difference between chatzishir and chatzim malacha. Chatzishir means you did the entire malacha yourself, but you ate the trait, but you didn't eat a full shir. Okay, that's chatzishir. There we say awesome and hatayra kondra b'yechon. Here's chatzim malacha. You just did akira, so that's a chatzim malacha is not a chatzishir. You didn't do the malacha, so that called a malacha until you did the whole thing. And Rashi tells in the fine dollar over there, and Gemara asks, are you allowed to bake? Are you allowed to bake less than the shir? Because chatzishir awesome and hatayra. So we know that chatzishir exists even in the laws of Shabbos as well. And some people say chatzishir is only to do with eating. We see clearly from Rashi, the famous Chacham Tzvi. But we say fairly Rashi, the fine dollar, Rashi says that even cooking on Shabbos is chatzishir. So this chatzishir applies everywhere. Why is there no chatzishir? So now one of the idea of chatzishir, the Gemara says, is a gzera that if you eat half a shir, next time you eat the whole shir, or you'll eat another half a shir and be mashlim it. So really it's the akira guy. Exactly. So you do the akira, it should be chatzishir. But it's only half a malach. Half a malach means you didn't do any avera at all. If you pick something up in your house, you did a part of an avera, you're allowed to pick things up. So there's no avera, nothing. Chatzim malach is not avera. But the question is, the fact is the entire malach was done here. So why aren't you chayiv? Says the Gemara. So we come to another interesting halacha in Shabbos, and this is the halacha known as Shnayim She'asu. If two people do a malacha together on Shabbos, they are potter. Believe from a pasuk, we'll soon see that if two people do a malacha on Shabbos together, they are potter. Mehatayra. Actually, the Makor Chaim holds they are potter for Kar Mechatas. It's still also mehatayra. There's a famous Yerushalmi that Elisha ben Avu, when he went off the way, he started consulting the government and he put a decree. It's an amazing Gemara. Our Gemara doesn't bring it. But the Yerushalmi brings it that he convinced the government to make an edict that every Jew has to carry on Shabbos. So they should be Mechal Shabbos in Israel. So all the Eden went and they lifted things together, Shnayim Shosu. And then he told the government, get them to stop that as well. So according to the Makor Chaim, who says that Shnayim Shosu is still Osam Adaraisa, what did they really achieve here? What did Eden achieve? Anyway, they're an onus. Chattas you don't bring when they knew what they were doing, and if they were forced to doing something, it's not a chattas. So now they do Shnayim Shasu. It's also the Raisa, they didn't achieve anything. So that's one of the Raisa you bring. The Shnayim Shasu is Potem HaTeira V'Chai Midrabanan. Big Machlekes applies to all mitzvahs in the Torah or just for Hilchos Shabbos. Elisha ben Avu, or known as Acher, Rabbi Meir's Rebbe. We're learning the Gemara. If you don't remember, we're learning the Gemara, you'll see. His fire burnt from his cave for many, many years. Rabbi Meir tried to pull him into Gan Eden, didn't work. Rabbi Yechon, many years later, managed to get him to go to Gan Eden. Says the Gemara, anyway, the question is, Savid Malacha Menaya, Malacha was done. The Gemara says, Tanya, we learn, Rabbi Eimer, Rabbi says, we bring a pasuk. Where the pasuk says, Ma'am ha'aretz, if a person, Ma'am ha'aretz, from the members of the land, and Rashi says that the Ma'am ha'aretz is a complimentary name. Am shebegino nivras ha'aretz. Or it's a nation, the world was created because of them. Somehow or another, I told you over time, it evolved, and the word Amoritz became a pejorative term when it used to be a complimentary, a laudatory term. And I don't know when, how or when it changed. It became a euphemism, and then it became a negative. Ma'amoritz, not Amoritz, ba'asoysa, loshen yoch, if he does it. So we dash in, ha'oy says, cool, we dash in two drushes. Here we seem to be learning from the same pasuk, but later on we learn from the same pasukim. Ha'oisa es kula loisa v'tasa. If you do a full malacha, not if you do a part of malacha, number one. And number two, even the whole malacha was done. If it's done by two people, you're pater. Yochid v'asa oisa chayiv. Shnayim v'asa oisa p'turim. We'll have it in the tzaddiks. Machlegi rabbi Yehuda Shimon, if it's yochel, if it's yochel, if any yochel, yochel, no. If both of them could have done it on their own, and then they did it together, you're pater. But they both could not have done it. Let's say it's a heavy, very heavy beam. The only way that you can carry it is if you both do it together. Are you still pater? Do we say ze einu yochel, ze einu yochel? Each one could not have done it. Do we still say pater or not? Machlek is there. Anyway, so we have a pasuk that says that if two people do malacha together, they're pater. It says that we learn from the word ba'asoisa. If one guy does it, you are chayiv. But if two guys do it, you are pater. You're exempt. If two people do a malacha together, two people turn the light on together, but that's called ze yochel ve ze yochel. Each one could have done it on their own. Right, turn, flip the switch. If you do it together, Ma'atayra, you are potem, the Rabban, you're chayiv. Don't tell anybody.
No, I mean, I can't see the reason.
No, it's a pasuk. It's a kosef. Rav asked Rebbe an interesting question. See, Rav was a student of Rebbe. He turned around to Rebbe. He's Rebbe, and he asked the question. You don't have it that often. What happens? You did not pick up the food. You're standing there. Somebody put it in your pocket, on your shoulder. And then you walked outside. Now the question is, you're not liable unless you started it. You initiated, you did akira, you transported it, and then you put it on the nocha. Here, someone else put it in your pocket, so all you did was you started moving your body. Is moving your body called an akira? As if you moved it from a stationary place and you started walking. Akira's gufa ki akira's chayfetz me mekaymedami. If you move an object, is it as if you moved it initially from the original place? We ignore what the first part, because the first guy did the first akira, but then he put it in your pocket. So that ended what that person's relationship is. And now when you started walking, you start a new akira, umichayev, and you're liable, idim alay, or not. Amalei, chayev, yes, you are chayev, ve'enu doim liyada, you are chayev, and you cannot compare it to a hand. If the poor man sticks his hand inside the window, and the rich man places it in the poor man's hand, we said before, you're not chayev matayra. But the poor man has started moving his hand, so what's the chilek, he's moving his hand, or moving your goof? Right, the poor man standing outside, he puts his hand in the window, the rich man puts something in the poor man's hand, we say, oh, the rich man did half and the poor man did half. What do you mean? But the poor man did the whole thing, because as soon as his hand was stationary, he did a new hakira. He did a new akira. Ignore what the rich man did, this poor man started a new akira. So we're saying a hand is different than the rest of your body. Why? My timer, why should be different? Gufa yenayich, your body is stationary in one place, and therefore when you start walking, you just made a new akira. You started from scratch. Your hand was never resting. Since your hand, your body's resting on the ground. Your hand was never resting on the ground. So therefore, your hand, when it starts moving, it's not like starting from scratch. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns that your hand and the body were not in the same rishus. Therefore, it has different gears in the Gemara here because your hand is in the window. And your body's out the window. Therefore, the hand is not like starting a new movement. But if you're all in the same place... Yeah, but it's in different shus. Your hand's in the window in the shus of Yachid. So that's why yod elonai, because yod bosa gufe goder. Your hand is attached to your body. Said you right here. Amalei Rav Chiya Rav. Rav Chiya said to Rav Bar Pachti. He told him a number of times. You clever one, the son of great people, famous saying. Lo Amila, didn't I tell you? Obviously, it happened a few times. Ki koi Rebbe behind Masechta. If Rebbe is involved in one sugya, like Tishai Lebe Masechta Achilut, don't ask him about another sugya because he might embarrass him. He might not be, you know, up to date right now with what you're doing, with the question you're learning. But Hamasechta, like Tishai Lebe Achilut, Dilma Lava Daiti. Maybe at this moment he's not thinking about it, so therefore he doesn't really have an answer, and you're embarrassing him. Now, Novos, the Elav, the Rebbe, Gav, Rabbi, if it would have been for Rabbi Danasi, who was unbelievable, Toyo Duh Mokim Echad, is Kisafte, you would have embarrassed him. Why? The Mishan, Lach Shinu, Elav Shinu, he would give you a tether just to fob you off, but it's not really an accurate answer. Hashtemia Shapim Shani. But you should know, in this case, Rebbe answered you correctly. The Tanya, Lochi answered. The Tanya, we learned, in a Braisa, Hoyaton, Oichle, Mashkin, Bajayim. If you happen to have food and drink Friday afternoon, then Vaitin, Luchuja, on Friday night. So you didn't pick it up on the table, it's already in your pocket. On Friday night, you walked out with it. Chayev, you are Chayev, because you just made an Akira. We're talking about that somebody put things in your pocket Friday afternoon, and maybe you might have been walking, but you must have stopped. So you did a new Akira on Shabbos proper. Right, so on Shabbos proper, you started walking again. Because it's not like a hand which is floating in the air. It's not resting on the ground. This is your body's on the ground. Or like Taisha says, your hand is different reshus. Here, your hand all in the same reshus. And it must be talking about that you stopped sometime at night. You oimed lafush, which means you stopped to rest. So you started walking again. You started walking again. Otherwise, you wouldn't be chayiv because you never.
If there was no akira,
your akira was on Friday afternoon.
That's what I'm saying.
So there was no akira v'isa.
There's
no akira v'isa. No akira v'isa.
Would there be a difference in the hanacha if someone's standing outside, and if I carried something from inside and put it down in someone's hand or in someone's body?
That's what we're learning. That's the whole Mishnah.
So this is the akira. He's saying that this is what the second person is to consider akira.
Right. That's what he's
saying. Asking. The action from the first person. Would it be considered a hanacha?
I put it in his pocket, that's hanacha.
If I take something from inside, walk outside, and I put it in your hand, or I put it on in your pocket, is there a difference?
So according to Rashi, or according to Taisa, according to Rashi, your hand is loinayach. According to Taisa,
so
your hand
would
be hanacha. But according to Taisa, your hand and your body in the same reshus, it would be hanacha. Now, so if we're talking about that, you stop and start again, so why are we talking about Friday afternoon? Why are we talking about Friday night? Why did the Braisa say Friday afternoon he put it in his pocket and then he started walking Friday or whatever it is, and
once
Friday night
stopped,
he stopped?
What's the difference?
Yeah, Chatzchila said that a guy put it Friday night in his pocket. So the vort is, because if he put it Friday night, we might think that it's the first guy's Akira that made this whole thing happen. We need to show that it's the second guy who's liable. How is the second guy liable? The first guy did it Friday afternoon, so the first guy's out of the picture. And yet you're saying the guy for walking is chayv must be because when he started walking, he made a new Akira. So we see that Akira's gufa, Akira's chayfiz dami. Back to the Gemara, Amar Abaye Abaya. Pshitili, we're learning a number of things from the fact that we learn by hand. Amar Abaye said, Pshitili, I know for a fact, Yodei Shel Adam, the person's hand, Eino Loikir Shus Rabim, Veloikir Shus Yochid. A person's hand does not have a status of Shus Rabim or a status of Shus Yochid. And what do you mean? There's different ways of learning Pshat, but we're learning more like Rashi. What do you mean? Shus Rabim, like Dami, a person's hand is not similar to Shus Rabim. Because our Mishnah talks about that I'm standing, let's say, outside on the poor man, and my hand is in the window. Or I'm standing, the balabai is in the house, and the hand is outside the window. What do we treat the hand like? What do we treat the hand like? Is the hand, does the hand take on the reshus of the outside, wherever the hand is lying, or not? Or do we say the hand is connected to the body, and therefore it's still considered like the rich man's hand? It's like a reshus yachid or not? So he says here... So we're going to say that the hand does not have the same status as the body. If the body is in the house and the hand is out of the house, we don't say, oh, the hand is like a shuz yachid. Or if the body is outside the house and the hand is inside, we don't say, oh, the hand is like a shuz rabim. How do I know that? I know the hand is not treated like a shuz rabim. Because in the case of the poor man is standing outside, and if the poor man, let's say, sticks his hand in the window, and if you're going to tell me that the hand has the same status as the poor man, what would the din of the hand be inside the house of Shus Rabim? So how come if the rich man took it from the poor man, we say that Mahatay not over, he just took it from Shus Rabim, the rich man himself took it from Shus Rabim, put it on the table. Is that the poor man's hand does not have the same din as his body, in other words, it blends into the new neighborhood, wherever it is. And likewise, the loike shuziyachid, nor is shuziyachid damia. Also, the hand, if the body is inside the house and the hand is sticking out, we don't say the hand is in like the body shuziyachid. Harayim, you're the balabai. The balabai sticks his hand out the window with food in it. The poor man took it from him. We say that they're both not chayiv mahatoyde because each one did half a job. But if you're going to tell me that the rich man's hand has the same din like his body, shuziyachid, when the poor man took it from the rich man, he just took it from a shuzirab into shuziyachid. Is that either the hand does not continue with the same status reshus as the body? Is boya baya baya? Has a question. This is how Rashi learns. Yodei shel adam, the hand of a person. So in the first part, we are talking about the hand, the status of the hand regarding another person. How do we treat the hand of the government? So now, by the question, Yodei Shalodim, the hand of a person, Ma'u, Shatasek, a karmelit, should we treat it like a karmelit? If the rich man is standing inside the house, he sticks his hand out the window, maybe we should treat with food in it, we should treat the hand like a karmelit. The karmelit, I told you, Midrabban, you're not allowed to carry. It's like a forest that, you know, is open to public, but it's not really frequented. So let's maybe treat the hand like a karmelit, so he shouldn't be able to bring it back in the window. So this question of karmelis is not regarding the poor man taking for the rich man's hand. It's regarding the rich man himself. We want to penalize you for taking your hand out the window.
The status of his yard?
The gabi himself. Only the gabi himself. Not the gabi anybody else. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, then the poor man who took from the rich man's hand did definitely set a bun on his own, right?
Sticking his hand out the window and Shabbos just became an issue.
If with food inside there. Into a Shusarabim, your window, your ledge is right facing Shusarabim, you take thing and you put your hand out the window. The question, should we penalize you for doing that? Because the next time you might take it and just put it on the floor, and you'll be able to use the Raisa. That you should treat like a karmelis, and you can't bring it back in the window. So, boy, you yodish shalod v'ma'u shatasi karmelis. If you like a karmelis, mi konsu rabbonin lahaduri legabeh. Are we going to penalize you? You cannot bring it back to yourself or not. Toshma, come in here. I see yodim aleya peder. If your hand is full of fruits. Well, it says in one, there are two braises. It says in one brise, your hand is full of fruits. Well, you see, you stuck it out the window. Tony Chod, in one brise, it says, Osu lachzi, now I'll bring it back in. You're not bringing it back to yourself, even though you never put your hand down anywhere. Just, it's just in the air, hanging in the air, suspended in the air. But Tony Yidach, Mutu lachzi, you can bring it back to yourself. My lab, behok, this is machlekes. Masova, one in the holes, kikarmelis dami, one in the holes is like a karmelis, therefore you cannot bring it back in the window. Too bad, stuck. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you stuck your hand out the window with full of food, you're going to be stuck to Tumatzai Shabbos. Umasav, the other one says, no, lavka karmelis dami, your hand does not become like a karmelis, you can retrieve it. You bring your hand back in. So that's, that resolves your question. See what I know? Maybe kuli amar ki karmelis dami. So right now, the Gemara thinks that we should penalize you, and the penalty should translate itself by saying your hand should become a karmelis. And a karmelis, you're not allowed to bring into Eidus Shusha Yachid. However, the Gemara says, no. Everyone perhaps holds, maybe Kikarmel is dumb here, maybe your hand is like a Karmelist. No, so how come one Bryce says it could bring it back, and one Bryce says it can't bring it back? Well, Akasha. Remember, a Rosh Hashanah Rabim is only the first 10 Tfachim. After, if it's above 10 Tfachim and there's a little ledge there, a nail sticking out, and the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, you put it on that nail, you're not liable because it's called a Mokam Ptur. A Rosh Hashanah Rabim, in order to be a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, has to be up to 10 Tfachim. People put things, we'll see later, people put things, you know, on the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, 9 Tfachim high, and all that. But above 10 Tfachim is a Mokam Ptur. So, if it's above 10 Tfachim, something above 10 Tfachim is a Mokam Ptur. It's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So,
theoretically, if you can walk above 10 tfachim,
we'll have an example more even if it's tchumin above 10 tfachim. If you can walk in the air, do we have tchum Shabbos if you're above 10 tfachim? Because it's a different reshus, it's like a makom tur. What happens there? Navas, kan lemata masara. If your hand is below 10 tfachim, you cannot bring it back in because of a karmel, wherever the shusarabi and the rabbanon penalized made a karmelis. But kandle ma'ilam asaros above 10 tfachim. If it's above 10 tfachim, then you're allowed to bring it back in makom ptur. Tosfos goes further. What's the chiddush? You're allowed to even take it out. Tosfos says no. The chiddush here is talking about your hand was below 10 tfachim. You can then lift your hand above 10 and bring it back in the window, but only if it's above 10 tfachim. So that's one way of learning. Yibay, you say another way of learning is how to reconcile the two braises. The both below ten, and the lavke karmelis damye, and your hand is not a karmelis. We're not going to treat your hand like a karmelis. Nevertheless, one braise says he cannot bring it back in the window because we're going to penalize you. But the penalty is not going to be that your hand is a karmelis. Your penalty is it's a penalty. You just can't bring your hand back in. And why? And what was going on? Like Kasha. Interesting here. During the day, if you did it there when you're allowed to, we're not going to penalize you. You can bring it back into the house, even though it's already Shabbos. But you took your hand out the way, you placed your hand out the window on Shabbos, you should have done it. We're not going to let you bring it back in. By Friday, you're not going to counsel you why you did nothing wrong in the first place. If you stuck your hand out at night, we're going to penalize you. On the converse, I told you last time, I told you once, that Ad Rabba means the Faked. Why is Faked? Rabba was, we just learned before in the end of Brachas, was an unbelievably sharp guy. So we're saying, a guy like Rabba, someone so sharp, should come up with such a krumma svara, such a wrong svara, he should be the other way around. That's the source.
And Rabba-like.
Exactly. This is what Rabba would have said. That's what Ad Rabba, this is like, on Rabba you're going to put this. It doesn't make sense. And why are you using Rabba as a paradigm of somebody smart? Because we learned he was an oikar harim. He used to push, move mountains. Adirabe, Ivchem is Tabra. On the contrary. Let's say Friday afternoon he took a second hand. Did he do anything wrong? Was there an Akira here? No. If we're going to penalize him on Shabbos, don't put your head back in the window. Because we don't like this whole idea, you know, this thing you're taking so lightly. Then let's say, worst comes to worst, his hand gets tired. Remember, you started Friday night. Eventually, hand gets tired. And he drops it, he puts it on the ground, he throws it on the ground. Sachakal, he would have done an Issa de Rabbanon. So we're not going to, no big deal. But if he takes his hand out the window Friday night, and then we say you can't put your hand back in the window, and he just can't take it anymore, and he throws it, he would have done an Issa in the Torah. We would have caused him, by us being so smart, and imposing an Issa de Rabbanon, we are going to lead him to do an Issa in the Torah. Maybe we shouldn't do that. Said Gemara. The Ba'odyayim, by day, you penalize him. And if he doesn't listen, the Isha delay, if he throws it down, will never come to do Nisa the Raisa because the first Akira was for afternoon. He comes to Rabban. Okay, we'll penalize him. Learn a lesson on Shabbat, you gotta be careful. On the Chesheche, Friday night, the Isha delay, if he throws it down, maybe we shouldn't count it because we're gonna lead him to do Nisa. And with the light commission, why Taka didn't you say that? Doesn't that prove one thing? That Rabbanon don't care. Rabbanon will put the Yisurim in place. This is going to cause you to do Yisurim. I said, too bad. It's your problem, not ours. What's the favor?
You're causing him to hold his hand out the window. You know he's going to get tired. We put this
Yisurim out before you put your hand out the window. You shouldn't have put your hand out the window in the first place. You put yourself in that situation. Don't do it with us. So Rabbanon are going to maintain their halacha. Don't put your hand out the window in the first place. That's the point. One second. This guy's not serious, but why are we saying this? Because Tivshay, let us resolve a famous question of Rabbi Barabaya. What was the famous question of Bibi Barabaya? Bibi.
Where he's going to get a majority from.
Yeah, the boy you love, Bibi Barabaya. Bibi Barabaya is full of questions, full of problems. What happens? He'd be paspatan. In those days, it wasn't like today. You just put a bread in an oven on a grate. You should stick it on the side. It was a whole skill. It was a whole skill. And then you should take it off. Now, we learned in Gemara called Kisvei that if you take it off with a knife, is one thing. But if you take it off with a special kind of a spade, it was called a marda, like a shovel, a flat shovel, and you don't want to break the bread. It's called Chochma Ve'ena Malacha. And that skill is Asher on Shabbos Midr Rabban. It's called a Shvus. We want you to rest and not to be preoccupied there with all your tools and implements. I'm sure it did. But the question is like this. He'd be pas betaner. You stuck the bread in the oven. Now, if you let it bake to the very end, you did an isa de raisa. So, but you did, but you're not over until it actually bakes. So you put the bread on the side of the oven. And the question is, can you then go ahead, would the Rabbanon allow you to remove the bread so you shouldn't be over the raisa? Because removing the bread with that spade, if that's the only implement you have, is awesome as Rabbanon. Will the Rabbanon say, we don't care that you be awesome the raisa, we're going to leave our isa in place or not? So he says, he'd be pas betano, you stuck the bread to the oven. He titled did they allow him to remove it? Did Rabbanon suspend their Issa de Rabbanon so that he should not be over in Issa de Raisa? Or we don't care. And he doesn't and he doesn't resolve it. So according to one version later. It's a skill. I just told you. It's a special kind of an implement. It's not with a knife, you can remove it, no problem. It's especially, you don't want the bread to collapse. Yeah, you don't want it to collapse. So you have to make sure you take it off and it never touches the bread. If it gives a little incision in the bread, you know, all the air will come out, it'll just collapse. And so on. It's a special skill involved. And on Shabbos, it's a chochma v'ena malacha, and the Rabbanon, you know, I'll do that. And Abiba asked, he asked the question, are we going to maintain that Issa de Rabbanon or not? Says the Gemara, let's resolve right here. We don't care. The Rabbanon stick to the guns. We're going to leave the Issa de Rabbanon in their place, and who cares? Tifshad leitir namate. That's not a problem. But Tifshad, you're right. We're going to resolve it from right here. What's the big deal? Or, Abiba say, you're right. Like Tifshad, we can't bring it out here, but we have another way of reconciling the braises. The Braisa that says you're allowed to bring your hand in the window was you put your hand out by mistake. The Braisa says that we're going to penalize you is what you did on purpose. We're going to counsel you. And you can't put it back in.
Before you said not you shouldn't let the bread bake to the end, does that mean if it's not baked till the end, it's okay?
Sorry? Yeah. You're not even in our trailer. There's a famous machlekes, the Midrash Chinuch, the Rosh Hashanah and all that. What happens, we're talking about nothing more detail, what happens you put something on the fire 1 minute before Shabbos, oh, it's over? Did you do Nisa D'Oraisa? There's no way to let it cook on Shabbos. There's two ways of understanding how a malach of cooking works or baking. Is the Avera putting it on the fire? But the condition is you're not over until it fully cooks. But when it fully cooked, what's the Aveda?
I'm afraid.
Yeah, the Aveda is exactly putting it on the fire. Or is the Aveda when it got cooked? So if you took it off, if, let's say you put it a minute before Shabbos, 5 minutes before Shabbos, it's a pass on the cook, you're not over anything. But if you learn that the Aveda is the putting it on the fire, and it got and even though when, once it got cooked, the Matzoi Shabbos, an hour and a half later, you're over because you did the Aveda on Friday. One of the rais is, if you put seeds in Shabbos, seeds, the only way you're over seeds is it takes 3 days to Hashrosha. If you took it out on Sunday, you're not over. If you pull the seeds out on Sunday, because it didn't take root for 3 days. So you want to bring an eye from that. But it's not the malacha. It's only when it gets fully done, and so on and so forth. But anyway, we'll talk about it another time. Be boy, same. Yeah, but you put it, you planted it on Shabbos, but it takes 3 days to take root, and you did not let it take root. But you did it on Sunday. You pulled it out. What happens then? Be boy, the answers. You put it, your hand out by mistake. The two brides are the consul shagig automatic. You can't send a shagig automatic. Master of a consul automatic, you do consul shagig automatic. That means we're going to penalize even a shagig because next time we'll do it amazing. The master of a like consul shagig automatic. Or you both answer is loilam, like consul, they wouldn't penalize. But like cash, not a problem. Can lo is a chotzer, can lo chotzer a cheddar. Yeah, if you put it into another chotzer, we're not going to let you because it'll be an Issa. If you put it into your own chatzah, you didn't achieve anything. I took my hand out of the window and I bring it right back. No, I didn't achieve anything. We'll see in a minute. You have full of fruits in your hand. You took it outside. Can you bring it right back to you? Then he said to him, can I put it into another courtyard? What's the difference between my chatzah and another chatzah? He says to him, you know, the chilek is. You're not allowed to throw it on the chatzah. L'chi teichel Allah kur milcho, when you are going to measure for me a kur of salt, I'll give you the reason of the thing. And that what you mean, you know, it's an expression. Hasam leis abidem mechshavta. If you take it out the window and then you put it right back in, what did you achieve? Nothing. It's not even like creating. You didn't do it. Nothing happened. Hachis amina. Here, something happened. It moved to a new place. I told you last time. If you're walking on Shabbos and you realize you have something in your pocket, the best thing to do is go back to where you came from, because then you didn't know anything. Nothing. Nothing was achieved. A malach, in order to be chayiv, you have to achieve something. You have to accomplish something. You accomplish nothing. You brought it right back. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.